is tonight in Columbus. The Winnipeg Jets lead the Minnesota Wild 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Minnesota. And the Vegas Golden Knights lead the Los Angeles Kings 3-0 and can complete the sweep if they win Game 4 tonight in L.A. Toronto beat the Boston Bruins last night. The Bruins lead that series 2-1. New Jersey beat Tampa Bay last night. That series is 2-1 in favor of the Lightning. Colorado won at home last night over Nashville 5-3 to cut that series deficit to 2-1. And the San Jose Sharks routed Anaheim last night 8-1. They have a 3-0 series lead and can close out the Ducks at home tomorrow night. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour is brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located eastbound Manchester Road, just west of 270. Who's ready for some super premium fresh halibut imported daily from Alaska, grilled in an extra virgin olive oil with capers, lemon, mushrooms, and Greek oregano? Ask for it supreme style with colossal lump crab meat steamed in a champagne-based cream. Halibut season is officially open at Surf and Sirloin, and that only lasts a couple months a year. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week and serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
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 Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay, well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke, now featuring the Hamptons.
Club Fitness has something for every body and every budget. We're extending our offer. Join through April 30th and enroll for just $1.
$1? I don't have to be rolling in dough to be enrolling at Club Fitness.
Nope. Plus, members get 24-hour access and free Kids Club.
Free Kids Club? Let me check with my accountant.
I've run the numbers and, yep, you can afford free. Join Club Fitness by April 30th and get $1 enrollment. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret, where the benefits are pretty obvious.
It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area, and don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner,
one way or the other.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis, so if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget, next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
Get rid of your spring weeds now.
Call Greenco Lawn Care today to get a lawn care program tailored for your lawn. Mention you heard this ad on 590 The Fan and receive your first month of lawn care for only $10. You heard that right.
Just $10.
Call Greenco Lawn Care now at 636-674-5700. That's 636-674-5700. Greenco Lawn Care. We're waiting to hear from you.
Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
That's us.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
air.
So let's chat
you'll have chicken, everything. You'll get lots of
crackling bacon. It is delicious. It's good for me. It's a perfect way to start the day.
Good afternoon and welcome to the April 17th. I cannot believe this month is screaming by. The April 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness is located in Bridgeton. And I don't care where you live, if it's, a little ways for you, as they say, make the trip, make an appointment. You will be so glad you did because it could change your life. Life is either enjoyed or appreciated, not about money, it's about how you feel.
Hey!
They make you feel a whole lot better. There's several ways to do that. We'll talk after we do a round of introductions. At the control board, it's a man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. He's as close to royalty as we'll ever get. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. And if you're heading home on 270 South, you may want to take a different route because traffic is way backed up.
Mm-hmm. You might want to take his advice on that. He knows what he's talking about.
Emergency repairs on the JB Bridge is the cause of that.
Well, I've got to take all that route in about an hour. No. So if everybody could just get off the road, that'd be great.
Don't do that.
You could go over to Cuckwood Brew House and kill some time beforehand.
Have a spot of tea. Have a shrimp
maybe.
On the Bobby.
Mm-hmm. That's Australia.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
To me, it is kind of almost the same sound, but what do I know? Inside the glass cube, quarantined away from everyone else, it's the man who's the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, none other than Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan Strauss, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, that was almost perfect and almost together. Oh, boy. He's a newsman who I never heard the man do one single newscast before we started here. The next thing you know, I'm in the room with him, in the studio with him, thinking, boy, I hope this guy does a good newscast. And he did, and I thought, boy, you can tell he puts all his time into news. And somebody said, oh no, he doesn't. He's so much more. I said, like what? And they said, like private investigator. That's like what? He's Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I'm actually going to unselfishly forego my sponsorship to say hello to my brother, Don, who turns 50 a week from today because he took us to a restaurant in Chicago this past weekend. Since Limey put bacon in the intro, they serve a bacon steak appetizer. It's like a third of a slab of bacon. You actually eat it with a steak knife. It's that thick. I almost sent my filet back and said, just bring me four more slabs of this. It was unbelievable. So as a PI, I need to find a restaurant in St. Louis that serves bacon steak appetizer. Let me know if you have that, folks. Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Stupid fact, but in England, we call that gammon. G-A-M-M-O-N. Gammon steak.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, I know.
There's a place on the strip, Lake of the Ozarks, the Bagnell Dam Strip. They serve seven different kinds of bacon. I can't think of the name of the place. It's like the bacon place or something. Yeah.
There's a place in France
where the women wear no pants. Yeah. I know all about that. Hey, maybe we'll see that place when we go on our trip.
Oh.
On our Europe. Let's ask if we can have the captain take a little detour and just take us to the place in France where the women wear no pants.
Yeah.
See if he'll do that.
There's a hole in the wall where the boys can see it all. Trust me.
My goodness, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're far too kind, Ian.
And Radboy's trying to tell me something. There's a place where, if you please, you can eat a lot of what?
Cheese.
cheese. It's a place where, if you please, you can eat a lot of cheese. I didn't know. I'll take the place in France, thank you, where the women wear no pants. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you so much. We're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. There's a place in Bridgeton. I don't have a rhyme for that. Nothing rhymes with Bridgeton.
Where you can lose some, where you can lose a ton. No.
There's a place like said, in Bridgeton where there aren't no pigeons. No, that doesn't work.
No.
Is everybody finished?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, nothing rhymes with Bridgeton. Now, I could change it, not say Bridge. I could say there's a place I know where you may want to go. And then I could take it from there. Like if you want to lose weight or, and go through the whole thing, because we started out talking about MD Health and Wellness as a place to lose weight. Doctor supervised weight loss. Not just one of these 100 different kinds of write us a check and we'll send you home with some packaged food. And that stuff works if you do what they tell you, but you don't get any kind of education from that. You don't learn why it is you're losing weight, and then how to continue when you're no longer tethered to, you know, their program. At MD Health and Wellness, they'll teach you. Now, there's something else they have that they do. They call it the Ultimate Light. It is an LED-based laser frequency energy, and they rub it on your, let's say, abdomen, or let's say you want to lose that under the chin fat, or maybe you got some wings there under your arms flapping around. Let's say you've lost weight. You've lost 40, 50, 60 pounds. Now you want to get rid of that stuff. That's what this is all about. And typically in one Ultimate Light treatment, people lose 2 to 5 inches around the waist. Now I have a special deal for AM and the PM people. See, as you go through life, if you're AM and the PM, good things happen to you. You laugh, that's good for you, but then you get deals like this. If you call and make an appointment, tell them you're AM and the PM, they're going to do one Ultimate Light session of body sculpting, toning, absolutely free and no charge. This is the most powerful, non-invasive body sculpting toning system there is on the market or in its class. And it's for waist and hips and thighs and upper legs and arms and, like I said, under the chin and face. And it also has been effective in improving cellulite areas. That's a big deal with women, is that cellulite. And I get that. So you tell them you're AM and the PM, you get a session free. Now, remember, I did one session because I wanted to know what I was talking about. And not only was it not painful, That's even ridiculous to say it's not painful. It was relaxing and soothing. It's warm. It's just a warm sensation, not hot. And I, for the last couple of minutes, was asleep. And when it's over, after about 20 minutes, you stand on a metal plate. I don't know the name of this thing. It's just a vibrating plate. And that's sort of, these are layman's terms here. This is what I think it does. Shakes that fat that's been melted around so that your body can then absorb it and you just eliminate it, and it's like it was never there. And they measured me, and they will you too. They'll take a tape, they'll measure your waist before you start. And when this thing is over, honest to goodness, you'll be down like 2, 3, 4 inches, probably a couple of inches is realistic. You could go in there with jeans that were kind of tight and walk out, and they could be slightly loose. That's not a joke. I'm not exaggerating. It's called Ultimate Light. They're not going to do this forever. They can't afford to give people one treatment free. And most people need more than one treatment. But if you need to lose, let's say, 30, 40, 50 pounds or more, and it's that sort of leftover fat stuff you need to lose, then get on in there and take advantage of this, because they're not going to do it forever. But they will. They will for you, because you're AM and the PM. MD Health and Wellness, Bridgeton, the same people that have helped so many people lose so much weight, the same people that have shown patients, and a lot of this involves weight loss too, how to reverse type 2 diabetes. The same people that are putting in these incredible bioidentical hormone replacement pellets to put back in your body what your body has decided to stop manufacturing. Testosterone. All right? It's important. You need it. MD Health and Wellness. The website with the phone number and everything you need is mdhealthwellness.com. Larry Connors comes on right after we get off. He's on at 6 o'clock. Here's what Larry's going to be talking about. He wants to know if you think James Comey, the former director of the FBI, is a hero for telling his stories about Trump and about the Clinton investigation. There's a major sports chain. They're going to destroy all the firearms they've taken off the shelves. Larry wants to know, what is that going to accomplish? Stormy Daniels, the stripper, has had an artist draw a picture of the man she claims threatened her. Do you believe her? And Larry has the personal story of another stripper that nobody believed. And last but certainly not least, there's some Southwest Airlines passengers that are convinced they almost died today when a plane engine blew up. And Larry will take a little time to let you call in and tell him if you've ever had a very frightening scare on board an airplane. So all that with Larry Connors, 6 to 8, right after we get out of here. The voting is over. The results are in. Please, you can now stop. I've asked, but they still trickle in. We don't need any more Dr. Doug votes. Dr. Doug will be staying with us on Wednesday. I wanted to take a poll, see if people thought its time was up after 15, 16 years. No. Most people said no. Keep it going. So Dr. Doug's going to do a little monologue followed by calls starting tomorrow. That's the only change, is that he'll have something he wants to share with you as a veterinarian, something he thinks that you pet owners need to know, and then we'll take some calls. And when the calls stop, the segment will end. Harry Anderson died at 65. I don't know much about Harry Anderson. I didn't watch Night Court. I know there was a hot gal on there, Marky Post.
Yeah. John Larroquette was on there.
Yeah. I never saw it.
Oh, I used to watch it all the time. Harry Anderson was so funny. He was also like a stand-up comedian, but a great
and a magician.
Magician, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I know what he looked like. I've seen him wear the hat.
Yeah,
but I just didn't know much about him. I know 65 these days, a little young.
That's yeah. You know,
but you never heard or saw anything of him for the last 20 years.
No,
did you?
No, nothing.
I always wonder what that's about when somebody just disappears like that. What the heck happened? There's a movie I didn't mention that my wife and I watched over the weekend. It's called Our Souls at Night. It's Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. That's right, Jane Fonda, the traitor. The traitor who still looks pretty good for 80. And Robert 80? Redford. Yes.
Wow.
Jane Fonda is either 80 or 81. And she, what the heck is that? Oh. What is that that keeps chiming? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
What is that? It's a good movie. It's a movie about two older people who live near each other and finally decide to just get together. Hey, we're both alone. Why don't we get together? But to prove that there is justice in the world, Robert Redford, a guy that every other guy hated because he looked so great, absolutely has not aged well at all. Robert Redford looks horrible, and that is how you know sometimes there's justice in the world. Robert Redford, ugly, not good looking, all cratered and wrinkled up, but it's a decent movie. It's a decent, especially if you're older or if your parents are older and alone. It's a really good movie. And the way the movie starts is what kept me watching it. A movie will lose me in the first 15, 20 minutes, but this one grabbed me right away because she comes over to his house and knocks on the door. They know each other, but they don't know each other well. When they were both, before their wife or husband passed away, they were friends, but they didn't really know each other. And she comes, knocks on his door and says, "Can I come in and talk to you?" And he says, "Yeah." And she says, "I want you to think about it. Would you be willing to just come over to my place and sleep with me?" And right then I thought, okay, that's how the movie starts. But she makes it clear that she wants him to just sleep with her. She's alone. She's lonely. And she just wants somebody to talk to and be in bed. It actually is a pretty good movie.
Not very realistic, though.
Well, if you're that old, I think it's realistic.
Okay.
But eventually, I'm not going to say anymore. There's something that bugs me. It happened again yesterday with somebody I was talking to, and a lot of people do this. I've had a lot of conversations in the last couple of years with people about doctors. All right, and you'll know what I'm talking about when I say this because you've had somebody do it. They'll be talking about a doctor, and they'll say, "Well, you know, maybe I can get you in to see so-and-so. You know, he's one of the best in the world. He's considered the leading." Every single doctor
everybody has a doctor that they think, because they've been told, is one of the top fill in the blank in the country. It's impossible. Every doctor can't be, you know, the best in the country. It just bugs me when people do that, because I don't know. I think it makes them feel better. I really do. I think it makes it feel like everything's going to be okay, because I've convinced myself, this guy's as good as it gets. He's the best in the world. This is the guy people call and bring in when they need the best of the best. Maybe. Now, in the category of things that bug me, I've been married a long, long time. My wife does something. I will never get her to stop this. And
break
I
wind.
Don't... No, Dan, that is very disrespectful. We're talking about my wife here. And I guarantee you I'm not the only guy who's going to... When I say this, there are going to be guys going, oh, my goodness, my wife does this too. Here's what she'll do. She doesn't cook, ever. So we either have to go out... And we can't go to real expensive places all the time. It would break you. So we'll just go to grab something and bring it home, or I'll go out and we'll order it and I'll pick it up and bring it home, or we'll just throw something together or heat something up in the microwave that's frozen. That's what we do. That's how we eat. But if we're going to go out, either to a movie or somewhere to eat, here's what she'll do. She'll say, I'll say, let's go to a movie. There's some new stuff out. She'll say, well, what do you want to see? And I'll say, I don't care. You pick the movie, whatever you want. She says, no. She says, you, whatever you want, you pick it. And then I will name a movie, and then she'll say, oh, that didn't get very good ratings.
No, Frank. I found this online the other day, and somebody, I believe, 2 years ago, discovered out the greatest plan ever in the history of male thinking on how to get women to narrow down what they want to do. Like, if they want to go out to eat or if they want to go out to watch a movie, it's the greatest idea.
Tell me.
Right. What you do is, you know, if you say you're going out to eat, normally you'd be like, hey, so what do you feel like tonight? Mexican, Italian, Chinese, blah, 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 blah. And the lady will always just say, not in the mood for that. Not in the mood for that. Don't really feel like that. Instead, right? You just say to her, okay, we're going out. I'm not telling you where, you're going to have to guess. And then you let her guess.
Well, it's obvious you're not married.
Well,
that's
obviously
not going to work.
No, right? And then you take her to the first place that she guesses. It's a genius idea.
Oh, she says, we're going to go to Mexican.
Exactly. Like, are we going to go to this place? Yes, that's where we're going.
Oh,
so now you don't have to make any decisions.
What if she says we're going to Le Brion Foncier in Sicily?
Yeah. Limey, the reason would not work with my wife is, okay, let's say she says, I'm guessing we're going to go to the Blue Cat Cafe. I just made that up. And I say, okay, open your eyes, and that's where we are. And my wife would say, I knew you'd say that. You know I hate that place. I knew it. I knew you'd take me away. There's no way that would work. Now she does it with, she'll do it with movies by saying, I'll say, okay, then I'm picking this movie. Well, that didn't get good ratings. And in the end, we end up going where she wants to go. And she does it with going out to eat. She does the same thing. I'll say, because I know that if I say where I want to eat, and it's a meat and potatoes type place, she may say, you pick it, whatever you want. No, I'll pick it, and then she'll say, well, they don't have any good vegetables. Or they don't have any salad. I have to have green. She has to have something green. She has to have something, they don't do anything. It's just, gentlemen,
Frank, you ever
I'm just telling you.
You ever wonder how many people you have talked out of proposing? Like 35 years in there, how many people have you talked? I bet there's been people with rings in their pocket.
I'd like to know.
And listen to you and say, this ain't such a good idea.
At least seven.
Well, I hope. That's equivalent to seven lives saved.
If you think of seven marriages, you average two kids a marriage. Frank's prevented 14 people from being born.
Yeah. From being born, yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. All right, so on HBO, there's this two-part Elvis documentary. I watched both parts. It's Elvis the Searcher. It's actually really, really good. And you think, wow, we've seen everything there is to see on Elvis. No, there's stuff I'd never seen before. There's footage and there's information about him I'd never seen before. But in the early part of the first episode, they show footage of the time when Elvis was a little boy, like a 10-year-old boy, and there's a shot of a kid. It's not him, but it's in that sepia, sort of black and white, of a kid riding down like a country road, and they get a close-up of the spokes as the playing cards are popping against the spokes that are clothes-pinned to the bike. Did anybody here ever put playing cards on your bike to make it sound like it had a motor?
Wasn't
that the greatest?
It was the greatest.
You take a clothes-pin, and you clamp it to a piece of the frame, and then when the spokes would hit the card, and the faster you went, and you put three or four of them on each wheel, it sounded like a motor.
But when I think about the cards that I put in my spokes, my baseball cards, it makes me sick.
You use baseball cards.
Oh, yeah.
So did I.
Yeah, we use baseball cards.
I used soccer cards, but, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Any kind of cards. And then they start to wear, and you put fresh, crisp cards in there, and it would sound more like a motor again. When you're a kid, a boy, anything you could do to sort of feel like you were driving something motorized was a big deal. Did you ever put bottle caps between the spokes?
No.
Yeah. So that it was an inner circle inside the wheel. It was just bottle caps that were wedged between the spokes. That's another thing. Oh. Because there were bottle caps everywhere. There was a time when there were bottle caps all over the place.
When I was a kid, I remember my stepfather taking us kids to like a Saturday afternoon bar, and they'd have bottle cap leagues where you actually swung at them with a cork ball bat, and you actually used bottle caps instead of balls.
Yes, yeah. I remember that. I remember that too. Now, I got another thing here. I've been watching the weather. I watch the weather a lot. I like to check the weather and see what's happening around the country, and we're always referred to as the Midwest. Now, I understand that happened a long, long time ago when people were headed west, and they gradually discovered new frontiers. And at one time, we were Midwest. We're not Midwest anymore. We're not in the middle of the West. The Midwest is Utah. Look at a map. If you look at a map, you look at the western part of the United States, the Midwest would be Colorado or Utah. How do we stop having us call the Midwest? We're in the eastern part of the country. Midwest.
Would we be east-west?
No, we'd be.
Can we swing the Middle East?
Or that's those other countries.
If that was the case, Dan, we wouldn't be allowed to eat beef.
That's true.
See how that ties in?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Gotcha.
I'm the oldest guy. I'm the oldest guy here, so I'm the only one that'll get this. But when I was old enough to drive. And I didn't get a car till I was 18, not 16, 18, because we didn't have any money, and I had to save, make a down payment, buy it myself. It was a Datsun 510 sedan, a 1969 Datsun 510 sedan. Datsun was made by Nissan, but they didn't call any cars Nissan. They called them Datsun. But the car I wanted that was just barely out of my affordability range was a car, and when I mention this car, what's odd to me is at some time, even if it's once a year or once every 3 years, you will see on the road at least one of almost any car you can name. 65 Mustang, you'll see one occasionally. A 63 this or a 50-something that. One of the most popular cars for kids going away to college or second car or a guy like me who's working two or three jobs and needs an affordable new car was an Opel Kadett.
Oh, I remember those.
I never see an Opel Kadett. I went in a showroom, and usually it was a Buick dealer. They had Buick Opel. And I stood there, and I stared at an Opel Kadett, and I thought, oh, my goodness, if I could just afford like another $10 a month, I would buy this car. I never see one of those cars. Ever.
You don't.
I wonder why.
I don't know, because some of those car shows, you would think that somebody would pull up in one like that.
And Opel also made a GT, which was like a poor man's Corvette. It was like a miniature little Corvette. I wanted one of those too so bad I couldn't stand it. So that's pretty. One other thing. This is like a thought and a question. I had a salad 3 days ago, and I had them put sardines on it. I like sardines.
Oh,
I like sardines on pizza. I know you either like it or you hate it. Most people hate them. Who catches sardines? Have you ever heard of or seen a show where they're going, well, we're going to go out today with a camera crew and follow an anchovy fisherman or sardine fisherman or scallop fisherman. Ugh. Who catches anchovies?
That probably explains why there is a deli right next to the Navy Pier in Chicago where you walk in there and they have sardine steaks that are about as big as my hand, and they sell for $39 an ounce.
Wow.
Okay, well, let's go with anchovies. I really like anchovies. They're salty. Oh. But who are the anchovy fishermen, and where are they? I've never...
Tim, Google it.
But I've never seen a documentary on anchovy fishing. I've never heard of anybody saying... We went anchovy fishing last year.
It's probably not going to be as exciting as, like, you know, crab fishing or something. Like that. I'm not... Really treacherous,
but it's just never... You never hear about it. You never hear...
I'm not making this up. Facebook... There is an anchovy fisherman Facebook page where they all get together and talk about it.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
It's facebook.com/anchovy fisherman.
Somebody's doing it because we have anchovies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't know why this is one of my very favorite jokes. It just is. It's so... Well, you'll see. It's a story about... a fifth grade class, and the teacher, it's the early part of the school year, and the teacher does sort of a getting to know you session, early part of the year, where the students get to know each other. Each student, you know, stands up one day and states his or her name and talks about what they like and what vacations they've been on and, you know, what's your favorite toy, but whatever. And then the teacher does a day where each student stands up and talks about his or her mom. What's your mom like? What does she do? Is she a homemaker? And then the day comes, they talk about the dads. And on this particular day, the teacher looks at Emily. And she says, Emily, tell us a little bit about your dad. What does your dad do? And she says, my daddy is a CPA. That means Certified Public Accountant. He's good with numbers, and he helps me sometimes with my math, and he does people's taxes. She says, well, thank you, Emily. Jimmy, how about you? I understand your dad has a really interesting job and kind of a hard job. He says, yes, ma'am. He says, my daddy is they call him heavy equipment operators. You know those bulldozers and steam shovels? My dad can drive any of those. He's really good at it. She says, well, that is very interesting. Marcy? How about you? What's your dad do? Marcy says, oh, my dad is the greatest house painter in the world. He painted our house. He's painted lots of people's houses, and they love it. He's really good, and he makes houses a lot prettier. She says, well, that we need house painters. Ernie, how about you? Haven't heard from you for a while. Ernie, what about your dad? He says, what about him? She says, well, what does your dad, what does he do? And he says, he's dead.
No.
My dad's dead.
Oh, come on.
There's silence in the class. And the teacher says, oh, I'm sorry. Could you tell the class what your dad did before he died? He said, yeah, he turned blue and pooped on the carpet.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Lowe's. Accident southbound 270 between Ladue and 64 just cleared. You're bumper to bumper then southbound 270 Manchester. That goes all the way to eastbound 255 on the JV Bridge. You have emergency road work. Only the right lane is open at the Illinois Bank. Northbound 270 before 64 crash. An accident westbound Highway 30 at Highway BB. Pro customers at Lowe's save 5% every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. That's 5% on all purchases in-store or online, subject to credit approval, U.S. only. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
There are so many good restaurants, but don't you want great?
Spiro's in St. Charles is better than good, and it's all in the details that is put into each dish, the service, and the whole experience. You can sit inside their beautiful dining room or enjoy your meal on the tree-lined patio. They hand-cut meat on the premises that is USDA Grade A Prime New York strips and the best filet mignon. Or maybe you fancy fresh fish that is flown in. Regardless, Spiro's has it. Spiro's St. Charles has a European stone oven where they cook over cherry wood, which keeps the flavor sealed in the food. And that is part of what makes Spiro's great. Add in a full-service bar, massive wine list, and their famous salad, and you have a dining experience you can't pass up. Of course that sounds great. They cater any size get-together, or they can host your private party. Check it all out at spiros-restaurants.com. Need a quick, fast bite to eat? Looking for St. Louis's favorite wings? Well, Seiberg's and Helen Fitzgerald's are both calling your name. Offering up homemade and fresh daily lunch specials, Seiberg's and Helen Fitzgerald's are sure to please you. While you're there, enjoy great beer and shot specials while watching your favorite team on one of their HD TVs. Seiberg's, with six locations in Dorset, Gravelly, Arnold, Downtown, O'Fallon, and Chesterfield. Or stop into Helen Fitzgerald's on South Lindbergh. View their menu on Facebook or online at HelenFitzgerald's.com and Seiberg's.com.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Summertime and schnooks. Birds on bats and chicken on the grill. Relievers warming up and refreshments icing down. Friends, family, and radios at the ready. This is what St. Louis tradition sounds like, smells like, and tastes like. So get a good grip on that shopping cart. Swing for the picket fences and touch them all. We're your biggest fan. Schnooks. Fresh every day, especially on game day.
Got my first negative response line with your joke telling. It says, listening to the podcast, heard Limey's joke, kept waiting for boring, didn't happen. Oh. I waited for, my God, are you still talking? That didn't happen. He's good at what he does. Don't let him tell jokes anymore. Steve, thank you for the feedback, Steve, but give him another shot tomorrow. I mean Thursday, because I'm not in, and Limey's going to tell a joke. Right now we're going to Southern California, and we're going to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're closed only on Mondays. And I tried the bread pudding, Annie Gunn's. I'm just telling you. Try the, and the potato pancakes. A couple of things you normally don't probably order. Potato pancakes and for dessert, bread pudding. Or how about this? Anything they make, okay? Anything they prepare. Going to be great. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here is, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Here's Mike Evans, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans in the freaking house, in the house.
Hey, homie.
Yeah, homie, I'll go ahead and speak while I have myself a little liquid.
Okay, you take yourself a little liquid. I want you to say hi to two kids that are listening online right now in Little Rock, Arkansas. Addison and Eason are listening right now. Do you want to say hi to them?
Addison, Eason, how you doing, homie?
There you go.
Well, now, what's the backstory? What's the story?
Nothing. I just know them. They're just listening in Little Rock, Arkansas, right now.
And hey, listen, Addison, Eason, listen.
Addison and Eason.
Addison and Eason, listen.
That's close enough.
Listen,
yeah.
Listen, my wife, the great Cheryl, is from Batesville, Arkansas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's where she's from.
I'll be doggone.
Did you just make that up? Doggone. Hold on, write that down. I will be doggone.
I'll be doggone.
Doggone. That is fat.
Another one of the world's really stupid expressions.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it.
It is sort of.
Doggone it.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Holmes?
Homie. I've had a few glasses of wine today.
We sure can't tell it.
Shut the front door.
I'll be doggone was a Marvin Gaye song, Mike. You tell him. Tell him, Mike.
Yeah, that's not the origin of the expression.
What's that?
Go ahead, Mike. No, nothing. Go ahead.
This week's Pop Quiz theme stars where they were born today. Name the name of the star who was born in Athens, Greece. Tommy Chong. Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee. Answer in a minute. Odds and ends, Justin Bieber just got his 150th tattoo. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Well, we've done this before, but let's just update everybody. Around the studio, how many tattoos do you have? I'll start off. I, Mike Evans, zero.
Zero for me.
I have one.
I have
Dan
one.
Has one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have five.
I have none.
Tim, what are your five? You don't have Mike Evans on your ace,
Limey.
Do you?
No, Limey. No, Limey has five.
Limey, you don't have Mike Evans on your ace, do you?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
I have Bob on mine.
My God, damn it,
Jim. Oh, Dan, hold it, Dan. What a great joke.
I know.
That is such a great joke.
I know.
Dan just reminded me of a fantastic joke.
Yes.
Yeah, that, don't say any more. It'll ruin it for tomorrow. Thank you, Dan.
One that says exit only.
I'll move on.
Tim, you don't have any tattoos.
No, I don't. I was talking about Lyme's tattoo.
You know what, Tim? Tim.
Yes, sir.
Me and you, buddy, we're brothers.
I never got a tattoo because in case I want to be a criminal.
Well, hey, I'm in the brotherhood, too. Yeah, I don't have any tattoos. Right.
I didn't want any.
You and I have always been brothers.
Distinct markings on my warrant for my arrest if I ever wanted to become a criminal. I didn't want to have them to say he's got tattoos of. See what I'm saying?
It's a good thing. Thinking ahead. Yeah. If I ever decide to be a criminal, I don't want to be able to identify me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. I used to think we're going off scripture, but I used to, when I'd come into the country, every time I came into the country, they'd say Michael Evans and my date of birth, and they would put me in a room by myself and bring in agents, because there was a Michael John Evans that had, even though I have a fourth name, it's not on my passport, that was a wanted murderer.
Whoa.
Oh.
You know what?
Time,
hang on.
Every time I came in the country, they would always pull me aside. But then I found out, and I started telling the guys when they would do it, I go, wait, dude, you're making a mistake. The Michael J. Evans with the same birthday you're looking for is black. Check it out. So they go, and they go, oh, yeah, he's not a Caucasian. Okay, you can go. True story.
I think what would be fun to do is when they take you in the room, say, hey, if you keep messing with me like this, I'll kill you too.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
That's a cool way to prison.
No soup for you. Maybe a lot of soup. Maybe a lot of soup for Bob Bertrand, who bought the franchise from the real soup Nazi from Seinfeld, called it the Soup Man, opened up five restaurants in New York. However,
and there's always however in life.
Bertrand neglected to pay $2.8 million in taxes over the years. He's going to spend the next 9 months in jail. Ooh. A lot of soup for him, I think.
Yeah, not good soup either.
No. Speaking of Seinfeld, Julie Louis-Dreyfus spotted shopping on Rodeo Drive on Saturday, still recovering from cancer. You would not recognize her. No more long, black, beautiful hair. It is all coming out. What she does have is only an inch high, long, gray. Because of the chemotherapy.
Dan, show everybody what an inch looks like. An inch of that.
There you go.
That's a half an inch there, homie. That's a half an inch right there, homie. That's a third of an inch, homie.
Why isn't it white?
It's a little infected.
And it's not circumcised. There's no little personality to it.
Because I'm black.
Huh? Well, looks like a freaking Martian. What
I'm
the
black.
Hell is that?
I'm black from the waist down, Mike. I don't know if you know that.
Right. Looks like a Martian. What is that? Funny little helmet and stuff.
Okay.
A drunk New Jersey man drove into the Delaware River last week. He left his girlfriend in the car to drown. Has been charged with vehicular homicide. He faces 40 years in prison. Wait a minute. Isn't that exactly what Ted Kennedy did?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to get to that. I knew you would say that eventually at some point.
What's wrong with your voice?
Nothing. That's the Kennedy, Massachusetts.
I'm a dead person.
Let's not even get into it.
I like this without any echo because Blimey won't give me the echo. That's no bigger.
Frank's was way
better. See, that's when I just stop. When he starts that, I just back away.
Movie news. John Krasinski, A Quiet Place. I told you, it's made $100 million. I told you guys to go see it. Do any of you clowns listen to me and go see that movie?
I haven't.
I saw it before you said go see it, and I didn't care for it. It was okay. On a 1-4, it's a 2.75.
Oh, come on.
That's what I thought.
Well, apparently Paramount Studios thought more. They just offered him another movie. Huge deal of Paramount Studios. He will star and he will direct. It's called Life on Mars. But listen, hear me out. Now, hear me out. Paramount Studios is calling it the most terrifying thriller horror movie of all times. My comment is, Paramount, let me be the judge of that, rather than sending me a press release saying that, okay?
I think the sequel should be A Loud Place.
Dan, I love you like a brother. You know, you're my buddy, but you know, you got the butt gravy all over yourself.
Butt gravy.
What color's that?
I don't want to know.
NBC Bob Greenblatt on cloud nine with the success of Roseanne, and says while we will never ever 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 see the reboot of Friends, Frasier, Seinfeld. He is convinced we will see the reboot of The Office, but only four of the original cast.
What?
Only four of the original cast.
Do you know who is sticking around? Because I've been wondering who it's going to be. Do you have any idea?
Pam is out. Krasinski's out. Michael's out. It's like the fat girl and the fat guy and the black guy.
So Phyllis, Stanley, Kevin.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and Ed Helms, I think. And
you got to have Steve Carell, don't you?
No, he's not.
He's a movie. He's a big movie star now. Like they wrote him out of the TV show. What, the second to last season?
And you know what? His movies are bad.
Oh, I don't know, man. The Big Short, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, but overall, he's right.
Penis, The Big Short?
Uh-huh. No, I agree. Steve Carell is not that good. He's not that good in movies.
No, I agree. The second part of a six-part documentary continues tomorrow night on the National Geographic. It's hosted by Katie Couric.
If you get a boing.
No.
Kind of cute. For her age, I think she's cute.
You wouldn't do it,
Katie Couric.
I didn't say that.
Larry Connors is nodding yes.
Larry's nodding yes. Give her one.
All right, give her one for Larry.
Let's go to Tim.
There you go.
Tim, do you do Katie Couric?
Yes.
Thank you. She travels coast to coast asking average Americans about the current state of the nation. Pro and anti-Trump. Pro and anti-gun control. The state of colleges, parenting skills, movies, fashion, and a lot more. Really, really, really good show on National Geographic. It's on tomorrow night. Katie Couric, Coast to Coast.
I just held up a picture. Madeleine Albright and Larry Connors nodded yes to that. So.
That is so sad.
Yeah, that is sad. So.
And finally. This week's pop quiz theme is all about where stars were born today. Name the name of the star who was born in Athens, Greece. Tommy Chong. Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee.
I'm going to say Tommy Hilfiger.
I'm going to go Tommy Chong.
Frank, go, because I know this one for sure.
Tommy Lee Jones. I know that's not right, but that's my guess.
I've camped out for their tickets in freezing sub weather, seen them in concert 5 times, know Motley everything Crue. About the band. It's Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
You know, I introduced Motley Crue on a New Year's Eve at the Hollywood Palladium.
Ooh, big time.
And smoked a dude with Tommy Lee, who is the answer. Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mike Evans, I'm live. I'll take care of my bees.
Now he did it again. Twice he screwed up Tommy Hilfiger's name and called him Hilfinger.
He did, didn't he?
He did it twice.
Okay, I thought that I was like mishearing him or something.
He does not get through one of his segments without screwing somebody's name up. He's supposed to be a Hollywood reporter. He can't even get people's names right.
He's illiterate. He can't read.
Well, he does not have a high school. He dropped out of high school. He actually did. He'll tell you. No, he's told us that. And he says he has a tough time. But still, you know, come on, man. It's just pronouncing that. It wouldn't be Mike Evans if he didn't screw stuff up. So it's part of the color, I guess. Mike Evans is, of course, as he always is, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next. Wait a second. Hold on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's time.
Oh, wow. I have business to do that I didn't do, and I didn't realize what time it was. So here's what's going to happen. I will push that business off until tomorrow, and I will make it up tomorrow. And I will take this opportunity while Randy Newman sings the closing theme. It just got away from me today. I will blame it on Mike for saying Tommy Hilfiger twice. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you will be too. For goodness sakes, it's not hard to do. Thank a police officer every chance you get. You'll feel good about doing it, and they don't expect it. They don't see it coming, and it makes them feel really good. They work pretty hard, and it's not an easy job. So do that if you would, please. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye. All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.